The sand mandala, a traditional Buddhist art form, is not an art form for the undedicated. Using unique metal tools to dispense sand over a flat surface, hours of focus and oftentimes physical discomfort are required. And when it's all said and done, the entire thing is dismantled and all that's left is the memory. Memories are all that the venerable Lama Khonchuk Sonam has of his homeland, Tibet. Due to political strife and religious persecution under Chinese rule, Lama Sonam tried to escape Tibet in 1990. He was caught and returned to Chinese authorities, whereupon he was imprisoned and tortured. Among other things, his back has given him great discomfort from the beatings he would receive in prison 2 decades ago.
My back always hurt because, you know, they wouldn't be beat. You know, the weather's good, like heat. For me, looks like very healthy. And maybe raining in cold season, my back's too hurt.
Just 1 year later, Lama Sonam ran again, and this time he made it. He says his desire to preserve his people's culture drove him to try again.
My teacher, my parent, my friend, they say, Sonam, now you're good enough. First time you guys beat a lot of challenging, dangerous situation in the life. But now you stay here. My country is beautiful, like Utah, surrounded by mountain, nature, no pollution, but unfortunately, no choice, no excuse. We must go in somewhere to protect our cultural language, identity. And if I'm staying in my hometown, I'm not a survivor alive right now. They put Chinese kill or rest alive in jail.
Lama Sonam, who speaks in confident but broken English, says Tibet is in a dire situation, but it hasn't received the media attention it deserves.
And right now in Tibet, the situation is very terrible. Some country like Syria, there are a lot of news reporters. They sent every second, every minute situation what's going on. Unfortunately in Tibet, they don't have the freedom speech, freedom, human rights, all those completely isolating.
Over 50 Tibetans have set themselves on fire to protest Chinese rule. But Lama Sonam says this is because Tibetans are a peaceful people with no intention of starting a violent revolution.
How long the Chinese can control? Forever? I don't think so. But need to show what is struggle in Tibet. This way people are taking their own life, but nothing's, you know, damage any Chinese people or government building. But Tibetan Buddhism is, of course, you know, non-violent. We're not touching any single Chinese people. This is not our goal. We're fighting for freedom in Tibetan Chinese government, not Chinese people.
Lama Sonam doesn't think the Chinese can rule Tibet forever, but he wants to make it clear that he and the people of Tibet have nothing against the people of China. That's something he'd like Chinese students in America to know in particular.
So sometimes the Chinese student, they misunderstand it. For myself, I have a lot of Chinese friends. I love Chinese food too. This is a true story.
When asked what he misses most about Tibet, after over 20 years of exile, he doesn't mention the culture, language, or religion he takes with him. Instead, Lama Sonam misses the people he left behind, like his brother.
I miss, you know, of course, for example, my brother, he was 4 years in jail. Then 2010, he passed. We talk, you know, every morning, 5 minutes, 4 minutes. Last minute, he said, brother, now I think this is my final voice for you. So why he passed? He's young, 37 years old. 2 kids in behind. The Chinese beat and beat and beat, then his organ is damaged. Then he's due to cancer to die. I miss him, that you cannot see again. Likewise, my father passed away, I have no chance. This is, for me, my own experience. It's not only me, 6 million Tibetan people, one of their relatives, and they happen inside. Some parents, we have no chance to go to their touching. Whatever we want, cannot say. This is, we need to change.
As Lama Sonam's mandala is meant to remind us, our time with others is fleeting, so it's best to treat others with compassion. But we're also reminded that Tibet, as a place, a people, and a tradition, is worthy of the same compassion, for it too could one day be gone. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ryan Cunningham.